Hi there, it is week 31 of 52 Weeks of Inspiration, and sometimes you just gotta laugh at it. We had a recent vacation at Riverling Ranch, and of course, when you're hosting people from all over the world, it can be stressful. There's a lot on your plate. You've got a lot of moving parts that you're taking care of. Anyway, it was the third day, it was the last day that they were here, and or was it the last day or the second day? I don't know, that's irrelevant. The point is that we were taking horses down below to a staging area to be able to take our guests out on a trail. And taking them out on this trail allowed us to be able to give them a more scenic view, but we did have to haul the horses, and literally, like, it's like 4 minutes down the road. Anyway, I have made this trek before in my gator, and I do it sort of like on the sidewalk. Of course, I'm not with my gator out in the main road. I'm passing the chicken farmer. I'm passing the farmer's fields. I'm definitely not in the city. It's like out in the back roads kind of thing. Well, I'm driving along with my daughter-in-law, her and I in the gator, and we have to drive down because we have to pick up Kagan because he's going to leave the truck and the horse trailer there as the staging area for where the horses are going out. Driving along, and I look to my left and I see a black car coming up beside us, and I look and I can see in the window that it is an RCMP officer. So Cassidy, my daughter-in-law, who can't really see, says, "Why are you stopping?" And I'm like, "We're being pulled over." And sure enough, he parks on the road and turns on his lights, and like, how embarrassing. I'm on the sidewalk in my gator, and no word of a lie, he got out of the vehicle and he looked at us and he goes, "You know, right now the words 'for fuck's sakes' comes to mind." And I looked at him and I said, "I know, that's exactly what I was thinking. Like, for fuck's sakes, what are you pulling me over for?" Anyway, he said, "You know, this is highly illegal, right?" And I said, "Listen, this is rural, and I know it is slightly illegal. I wouldn't say highly, but I'm just running down to the end of the road to pick up my son because our horses are on the trails down there." And he looked at me and he said, "Why don't you have a truck?" And I said, "Well, I'm going to be very honest with you. My son's truck is on the horse trailer. My husband's truck is, you know, broken a U-joint, and it's currently apart with my other son underneath it. And the other truck is with my son-in-law picking up some more guests from the hotel." And he was silent. He just kind of looked at me and I said, "Listen, if you got to give me a ticket, can you just give me like a little baby ticket? And then can you let me finish my mission so that I can just get down there, pick up my son, and then whip back? I'm seriously just going to the bottom of the hill." And he had a smile on his face and he said, "Go, but I'm never going to see you on this road again." And I said, "No, because you're not going to be here and I'm not going to be here. So we're definitely not going to see each other again." And he chuckled and he said, "Go, get down, get back." Anyway, I came home and I said to my husband, "Can we get a plate for the gator?" And he said, "We can definitely get a farm plate for the gator." Now, whether that's legal or not, I'm sure there's a gray area in there. But the point is that honestly, if you ask me what was the highlight of my entire weekend, oh, by the way, when the RCMP officer was done and he had let us go, I said, "Just so you know, you're welcome, your wife, your kids, anybody, you could be like a hero dad. You can come to my ranch for lessons." He laughed and got in his vehicle and pulled away. And of course, Cassidy and I, we thought we were like on a covert mission. I was like, "Is he following us? Don't turn around. Don't look." We just died laughing. But it was the funniest thing because I just laughed and laughed and laughed. And we were just in that moment and all the stress of the worry of, you know, would dinner be right? And did we have lunch right? And would our guests, you know, would they be happy with their stay? And all the things that we're living in. In that moment, I can honestly tell you, I didn't even care if I did get a ticket. It didn't matter to me. I was pulled over on the sidewalk in my gator across from the chicken farmer in the hayfield. And it would only be me that no longer has my license, by the way, because of having MS. I have vertigo attacks. So I just don't think it's fair for me to take a chance at driving when they could happen at any time. So I'm really protective over my gator because those are my wheels and that's all I got. And here I am, still on the ranch, getting tickets. Anyway, the point is something that you could perceive as being wrong or bad can also be the exact thing that lifts you up and brings you so much joy. And me getting pulled over in my gator was definitely the highlight of my weekend. Have a great week, and I'll chat with you soon.